Hello. Everybody has heard of Mercury retrograde. Its association with computer glitches and other problems with communication has become an internet meme. It's retrograde now as I write this, but that simply gives me a chance to look at the subject from another angle and to put some perspective on it. And what I want to talk about today is not just the short-term effects of Mercury, but the lifelong effects of its position in your own horoscope, your birth chart. Does it make a difference if you were born with the little planet retrograde? Are you doomed to crash your computer forever? I don't think so. It does make a difference, but there's something else, which is where Mercury was with respect to the Sun when you were born. To put it simply, was Mercury ahead of the Sun when you were born, or behind? Have a look at your own birth chart if you've got it. Mercury will always be close to the Sun, in the same sign as the Sun, or the one next to it. Now, if your Mercury is in the sign before the one the Sun is in, or if it's in the same sign but not so far through it, with the Sun at 20 degrees, say, and Mercury at only 10, then Mercury is behind the Sun. If your Mercury is in the sign after the one the Sun is in, or if it's in the same sign but further through it, with the Sun at 20 degrees, say, and Mercury at 25, then Mercury is ahead of the Sun. So, if your Mercury is behind the Sun, you might like to think of yourself as having a morning Mercury, because at the start of the day, it will rise before the Sun does. And if it's ahead, you might like to think of yourself as having an evening Mercury, because at the end of the day, it will set after the Sun does. Play with the imagery in your head when you have a spare moment. See what the ideas of morning and evening suggest to you. See if you like them. We've already spoken about how Mercury can be retrograde. The opposite, when he's going forward, is called direct motion. Mercury spends about 2 months being behind the Sun. He's retrograde for about a third of that time and direct for the rest. And the same for the 2 months that he's ahead of the Sun. So, the two questions you need to ask about your Mercury position are, was it behind or ahead of the Sun when you were born? And was it retrograde? That gives us four Mercury mentalities, if you like, since Mercury governs the way you think. Behind and retrograde, behind and direct, ahead and direct, and ahead and retrograde. So let's have a look at them. If you've got Mercury behind the Sun, that's morning Mercury, as we just called it, and retrograde as well, so that it's backing away from the Sun, then the way that you think is more individual than collective. In other words, you go your own way, and you think in ways that other people just don't. This is very creative. It also makes you keen to find out more about anything that has taken you fancy. So you're a sort of intellectual explorer, a pioneer, the sort who goes and dares to think where none have gone before. You just want to see what's out there, don't you? And if this means that you have to break away from the norm, or leave the pack, so that you get labelled as a rebel or someone who refuses to play by the rules, well, you won't mind that, I'm sure. The further behind the Sun your Mercury is, the stronger and more noticeable these tendencies will be. If, on the other hand, your morning Mercury is no longer pulling away from the Sun, but has gone direct and is now going back towards the Sun again, then the emphasis is slightly different. Whatever it was that the retrograde person went out to discover, you already know. And now you want to tell everyone about it. Your viewpoint, though still original and individual, now works on a much broader scale. You're a big picture sort of person, trying to change society for the better through the benefits of your viewpoint, which is still different from the mainstream, but you're working on that, trying to get everyone to see things your way. There's a lot of intellectual energy here. In other words, you're smart. But you knew that too. So to give you a couple of keywords to hold on to, Mercury behind the Sun and retrograde is the seeker, looking for things unknown. Mercury behind the Sun and direct is the teacher, sharing the things he knows. Seeker and teacher, yes? Okay, let's go to the other side of the Sun and look at what happens with evening Mercury. Mercury ahead of the Sun, or evening Mercury as we called it, prefers to work with facts rather than hypotheses. Ahead and direct, moving away from the Sun and onwards in the zodiac, shows Mercury at his most hard-headed, practical, commercial, and ambitious. If Mercury is the planet of trade and exchange, and of all deals, negotiations, conversations, and arguments, which he is, then he must have a really sharp business brain, right? Yes, he does, and this is the place where he shows it. Even the two words we've used to describe its position and motion, ahead and direct, sound like words for winners, or at least in a commercial sense. So if you have Mercury here, you probably enjoy the processes of wheeling and dealing and outsmarting the opposition. You see it as a game, which on many levels it is. Evening Mercury retrograde, though, is something else. Mercury is heading back to the Sun here, and like the morning version, wants to bring his individual knowledge to the wider world. But where the morning person was bringing his inspiration and his discoveries, which is very optimistic and hopeful, the evening person is bringing the knowledge of experience, which has learned things the hard way. That often has a slight edge of sadness to it. Evening Mercury retrograde is thoughtful, assessing what has been achieved, and thinking about what can still be done, because like the ambitious direct type, the thought processes are still oriented towards practical use, rather than just thought for its own sake. All this sounds dull, but it distills down into a desire to be helpful, and to make things better for others in a practical way, which is very nice. So, some key words for this pair. Mercury ahead of the Sun and direct is the leader, showing what can be achieved. Mercury ahead of the Sun and retrograde is the healer, showing how things can be made better. Our four words then are seeker, teacher, leader, healer. These describe Mercury's backward and forward loop when he's behind the Sun, and his forward and backward loop when he's ahead. But what if you were born with Mercury conjunct the Sun, where they're at the same degree? Well, if you think about it, there are two versions of that. One when Mercury's retrograde, passing the Sun going backwards, and one where Mercury's direct, overtaking the Sun like a car in the outside lane. Both will give you clear and perceptive thinking with strong opinions. It's all good. But the retrograde one will focus more on your internal thinking, your ideas and perceptions, while the direct one will focus on your skills, your practical abilities, and your ambitions in the wider world. It's external rather than internal. And finally, because someone out there is bound to ask, what if you were born when Mercury is stationary, actually turning round that day, from direct to retrograde, or vice versa? Well, both of them represent peak points, so if it's behind, you must be really individualistic and unusual in your viewpoint, and if it's ahead, you must be really sharp and ambitious. But that brings us on to our final point, which is this. The way the planets move in the day after you were born can be seen as an indication of the unfolding of your life. The technique for tracking and analysing this is called progressing the horoscope, and maybe we can talk about the detail of that another time. But it's more than likely that in the first few months of your life, Mercury will go from being ahead of the Sun to behind it, or from direct to retrograde. And in astrological theory, those events will be reflected by changes of direction in your own aims and attitudes several decades downstream. So the big business chief decides to work for charitable causes, and the young rebel becomes a teacher and an educator. Although we always keep our Mercury at birth characteristics, we spend large amounts of our adult life behaving like the phase following that one, or even the one after that, which shows that as we grow older, we grow wiser, always, always following the cycle of Mercury. Think about which phase you're at right now, and think about the next one too. That's your path. And that's all for now. I hope you'll join me again sometime. And we'll talk about the planets some more.